الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we have now commenced the second part of the Qur'an. And in the first two pages of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the change of Qibla from Al-Baytul Maqdis, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to the Kaaba. And Mufassirin have unanimously agreed upon the fact that Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the first hukam, the first injunction that was abrogated in Islam, was the change of Qibla from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. Here, this verse is a response to the Jews, those foolish ones from the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that they will tell the believers that what made you change your qibla? What was the thing that made you change your qibla which you were facing? They were facing Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And then Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to face the Kaaba. So here we see initially in Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah and they went to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Then for plus minus 16 or 17 months, they would face Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And then Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his heart's desire to face the Kaaba. In the riwayat of Bukhari, it is mentioned that for 16 or 17 months, he would face Al-Masjid al-Aqsa when he made hijrah to Medina. And in the riwayah of Muhammad ibn Ishaq, he says that during that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look up into the sky, and he would wait for the commandment to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to face the Kaaba, until finally the verses were revealed that now you can face the Kaaba. And when the verses were revealed that now face the Kaaba, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum became worried, and they asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the condition and the hal and the status of the salah of all those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who have passed away before the Qibla was changed to Kaaba, because they were facing Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verses were revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ, that Allah is not going to let your iman and your efforts go to waste. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their salah. So when exactly was the Qibla changed? Here Mufassirin have differences of opinion. Some say it was during the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whilst he was in salah, verses were revealed that now change your qibla from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and face the Kaaba. And some Mufassirin say it was outside salah. So this leads us to another question, that which salah was the first salah that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed facing the Kaaba? Here too there are two views. Some Mufassirin say it was the Dhuhr salah. Some Mufassirin say it was the Asr Salah, and the preferred view is it was the Asr Salah. Why? Because of a report that comes in Bukhari and Muslim that the first Salah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed facing the Kaaba was Salatul Asr. So here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the first verse, this is a response given to the Jews because they had doubts now regarding the Islam, regarding Iman, regarding Islam, that what kind of Islam is this? That we see the Muslims are now facing one Qibla and then they change from one Qibla to another Qibla, they would make these comments, مَا لِهَاُولَىٰ تَارَةً يَسْتَقْبِلُونَ كَذَا وَتَارَةً يَسْتَقْبِلُونَ كَذَا. One time we see them facing one Qibla, what kind of game is this? Now they're facing another Qibla. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that, listen, the foolish ones will tell you, what is that thing that is turning you away from the Qibla which you were following? Tell them, لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. That listen, the east and the west both belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in other words, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell you to face another direction, that direction also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you face Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa or the Kaaba, in both directions you are facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever He wills to the straight path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And like that we made you an ummah which is wasat. The ma'na of wasat in Quran, there are two meanings. One meaning is the best nation. Al-wasat means al-khiyar, the best nation. So because you, the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are the best nation, Allah says, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So today, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be witnesses over the people. Because you are the best nation, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be witnesses over the people, and you will say that the messengers did come and they conveyed the message to the people and the people rejected them. And the second meaning of wasat is most balanced nation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we made you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your nation the most balanced nation. Now because you are the most balanced nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be the witnesses because of you being the most balanced. So you would be the most, you would be the witnesses over the people saying that the messengers came, conveyed the message to the people, and the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness over all of you, saying that he had come with the message and you accepted, some of you accepted, some of you rejected. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولِ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. This verse is actually a response to those people who say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to make the Qibla Makkatul Mukarrama, the Kaaba, then why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place make the Muslims face Al-Masjidul Aqsa? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we did not make the Qibla which you were following, that is Al-Masjidul Aqsa. We only made it the Qibla illa lina'alam, to know well. مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولُ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. The only reason why we made you initially follow Al-Masjidul Aqsa or face Al-Masjidul Aqsa, that was to, for us to know who are those genuine people who follow the messenger from those who do not follow the messenger and turn back on their heels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to know who's the sincere people from those who were fake and those who were not genuine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. And most definitely, following now the Kaaba and turning from Al-Baytul Maqdis, this was not an easy task, it's a difficult task. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this becomes easy upon that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. This part of the verse is actually a response now to the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum who asked, Ya Allah, or they asked the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the condition of the salah of all those people who perform salah facing Al-Masjidul Aqsa? So Allah says that, listen, Allah is not going to let your iman go to waste and your amal go to waste. Inna Allah bin nasi la ra'ufur rahim. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate and most merciful towards the believers. Inshallah, the next verse we will discuss the different reports and narrations that come regarding the incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned from Masjid al-Aqsa and he then faced the Kaaba.